Chapter 10. The Pillars of Islam. I have discussed the belief and the Islamic principles of becoming a Muslim, but there are also duties that make up the framework of Muslim life. These are known as the five pillars of Islam: the testimony of faith, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, and pilgrimage. Testimony of faith. As mentioned before, the declaration that Allah, God, is one and the only one true God that deserves to be worshipped and that Muhammad is his messenger. Prayer. The prayer is performed five times a day. Each prayer does not take more than a few minutes to perform. Prayer in Islam is a direct link between the worshipper and God, with no intermediaries between them. Muslims perform the prayer directing themselves to the Kaaba, which is located in Makkah. During the prayer, they recite verses from the Quran and glorify God. Fasting. Once a year, during the month of Ramadan, Muslims fast for an entire month, from dawn until sunset, abstaining from food, drink, and sexual relations. A fasting person appreciates God's blessings and gains sympathy for the poor and hungry individual, as well as an inner strength and submission to the one and only true God. Zakat, almsgiving. Giving zakat means giving the value of 2.5% of what he or she owns of cash or properties to certain classes of needy people. By giving zakat, Muslims purify their money and give back to society. Zakat is due once a year on whomever is financially able to give, and by giving, he should not be financially harming himself or his family. One can, of course, give extra for voluntary purposes, but in general, zakat is required on all Muslims who are financially stable. Pilgrimage, Hajj. Hajj is performing certain activities in the holy city of Makkah for the sole purpose of worshipping God. It is an obligation on every healthy and financially stable Muslim to perform Hajj once in a lifetime. It purifies all sins and cleanses the soul of all wrongdoings throughout one's lifetime. It is considered a rebirth to the believing Muslim. The Muslims during Hajj are ordered to wear simple clothing, eliminating distinction between classes and culture, so that all stand equal before God.
يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم إن الله عليم خبير.
O mankind, we have created you from a male and female, and made you into nations and tribes, that you may know one another. Verily, the most honorable in the sight of Allah is the most pious of you. Verily, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. The Quran, chapter 49, verse 13. What is the Kaaba? The Kaaba, which is the sacred house located in the center of the sacred mosque of Makkah, is a place of worship built by Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, and his son Ishmael. Kaaba is not only sacred for Muslims, but also it unites and organizes a common location and direction of the prayer for the Muslims all over the world. Muslims do not worship the Kaaba, they worship God alone. The Kaaba is merely a reference point where Muslims direct themselves to while praying. It should be noted that Allah does not gain or lose anything by us worshipping Him, but rather it is the worshipper who gains in this life and in the hereafter. As you come closer to God, God comes closer to you, and by putting love for Him and righteousness in your heart, He will strengthen your faith by placing peace in your soul. Do you believe a person who strives and works hard in this life is equal to one who does not? The same goes for Allah. Whosoever strives hard in this life for Allah, Allah will reward him in this life and in the hereafter.
وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ.
And whosoever strives, he strives only for himself. Verily, Allah stands not in need of any of the worlds. The Quran, chapter 29, verse 6, 9.